government officials charged with protecting the environment have to rely on science. But what science? That's a contentious issue at the Environmental Protection Agency. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on recent efforts in Congress that could limit what research studies get used.
There's a piece of legislation that's passed the House and is now at the Senate. It's the Honest and Open New EPA Science Treatment Act, or HONEST Act. The chair of the House Science Committee, Texas Republican Lamar Smith, has described it as a common-sense bill that requires the EPA to act on solid, transparent science.
In our modern information age, federal regulation should be based only upon data that is available for every American to see and can be subjected to independent review. That's the scientific method.
But some think the HONEST Act isn't honest, like Tom Burke. He's a professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and was a science advisor at the EPA. He points out that this act says science can only be used if everything, raw data, computer models, everything is available to outsiders.
To say that every study needs to have the data out there, this is code for we're going to challenge it to raise issues of uncertainty and play the delay game that was so successfully played, unfortunately, with things like tobacco.
He says when industry delays regulation by nitpicking the science, public health suffers. This pretty much sums up the two points of view on this legislation. It's either totally reasonable or an outrage. The HONEST Act has been endorsed by a slew of industry groups, from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to the American Chemistry Council. Bruce Thompson is president of the American Exploration and Production Council. It represents oil and gas exploration companies. Thompson says when it comes to issues like fracking, science at the EPA has, in the past, gotten mixed up with politics.
Hopefully that is changing. And I don't say that from the standpoint of they'll politicize it our way. That's not what we want. We want it to be objective and seen in a proper, transparent, scientific light.
He says industries like fracking are important for the economy. There's a lot at stake here. That's why the HONEST Act is part of a broader legislative push in the current Congress to rewrite how the government uses science and regulations. Don Parrish is with the American Farm Bureau Federation. It's concerned about possible restrictions on pesticides.
More than anything else, we're looking for a process that's open, a process where other scientists can kind of look at the data that EPA uses and then look to see if that science is repeatable.
Words like repeatable are exactly what worry Sean Gallagher. He works on government relations for the American Association for the Advancement of Science, one of the groups that opposes the HONEST Act.
Defining terms or setting in stone terms like reproducible or independent analysis may sound good when you read it and it may look simple, but they have serious unintended consequences that may manifest down the line.
Like what about research done in the wake of a catastrophe, like the BP oil spill? This science isn't repeatable. No one wants to reproduce an environmental disaster.
For the scientific community, this is a very bad bill, and it has serious implications.
President Trump and the Republicans in Congress have made deregulation a top priority. That's why Gallagher thinks legislation like this has a real shot at getting taken up later this summer. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.